As I mentioned earlier yesterday, Jim, Just Thinking was really impressive yesterday for a young horse stepping out of a midweek maiden straight into group class, and he was too tough and too good, and Adrian Botts has been good enough to join us on the line. Adrian, good morning, and it's a difficult transition for a horse to do what Just Thinking did yesterday. That augurs well for his future, Adrian.
Yeah. Hey, morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Big step for him, and look, we were confident of the ability of the horse that we had. We know the family well, and we're confident he could take that step. So it's good to see him do it, and feel there's certainly a lot more upside to come.
The race pattern is so Waterhouse Bot, wasn't it? Was that a natural thing for Just Thinking?
Yeah, look, he's just got a beautiful high cruising speed, and
right.
And that early tactical speed helps so much. You know, even over the 1300 metres there, he was able to begin brilliantly and lead him up in the midweeks, and so we thought stepping up in grade and up in trip, if he shows that brilliant speed again, he can sustain that for a long time. So it's going to be awfully hard for a few people to be making up the ground required from that point.
How much of that is natural, Adrian, and how much or can that be taught?
A fair bit of it's taught. I guess obviously not all our horses can hold that racing pattern naturally, but yeah. The majority of them can, and that's all taught from. Yeah, right from a very early starting point for them.
Mm. Oh, I guess, Adrian, if horses can adapt to that sort of racing pattern, and they essentially take bad luck out of the equation most of the time.
Yeah, look, it's worked well for us over the years, and obviously the stable and TJ before, so it's a system that I wasn't really going to try and change. And yeah. I guess it's really the only system that I know as well, and the results are backed up off that. But obviously there's a few other horses where you make exceptions for that have that real natural brilliance, and you don't want to deter from that by using that speed early. Mm. But unfortunately, not all the horses possess that sort of turn of speed or turn of foot. So, next best horseman's being able to lead them.
Yeah. We've spoken to Gay a number of times over the last 10 years on this program. If you were to suggest that, Adrian, could you make sure we get a camera out there? That might be worth documenting.
It's always a heated debate. Whoever wants to take the ball up for that one. a few jockeys come, I might be a bit better ridden with cover or something to follow. I said, all right, well, you mentioned that one, Nagay.
Yeah, I know who wins that debate. Hey, Adrian, obviously yesterday, outstanding result. Where to next now? Ooh. For Just Thinking? And look, I know I discussed it with you late last week. There is nominations for races like the Epsom and indeed even a Melbourne Cup. And I guess, as I said to you earlier, Adrian, that's probably indicative of how highly you rate this three-year-old.
Yeah, I guess that's very fair to say the opinion that we had of him and the level that we could get him to, not necessarily that he'll that's the exact plan to get him to the Epsom or to the Melbourne Cup, but I think there's a nice path to follow. The gloaming just looks a natural step up to 1800. I think will be ideal for him, and then obviously would love to be able to try and win a Group One with him, which would be the spring champion here in Sydney. We fell short of that. Mm-hmm. Last year with his brother, so
thinking big. Yeah.
I know Peter and June Dunn would very much like to win a race at something like that, and then I think that just naturally leads itself down to the Derby. That's a fantastic race, and I'd love to be able to win a classic like that, and I think he's the right style of horse to do it. I think just in comparisons with the family and the brother, thinking big probably just showed that bit more. He probably had a bit more brilliance that we're talking about, probably a bit more turn of foot, whereas this guy, I think, just a bit more stamina about him, probably a little bit tougher in that sense and might have a few better staying capabilities, which thinking big probably didn't quite see out the Victoria Derby trip in the end.
Yeah, mm. Fair enough. Just quickly, Adrian, Yayo Dash, who won well last week, what are your plans with him? Is he potentially Golden Rose? Or?
Look, we haven't fully closed the door on it yet, but I'd say it's most likely that he's going to miss that race. He's still such a young horse, and just looking at him physically, you really see a horse that's a good 6 months away still. So we're a bit hesitant to throw him in the deep end there just yet. A couple of races after the Golden Rose, such as the Stan Fox or the Bondi Stakes, that might look towards. Everything's always going to weigh up here. He's a Magic Millions eligible horse. There's $2 million there at the start of the year on offer. There's so many races around, and so many options, sometimes the head starts spinning a bit better. But yeah, no, the answer to your question, the Golden Rose is probably, you know, unlikely for him.
Yeah. No worries.
Adrian, well done yesterday. Congratulations on that. It is exciting just to where Just Thinking might end up during the course of this preparation. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having us on the show, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.
Adrian Bott is there and is the co-trainer of Just Thinking, winner yesterday.